Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is getting daf pei dalet. We left off pei gimel amud beis, way short of the bottom of the yamud. Let's see. So we got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, approximately 12 lines from where the lines get wide is where we left off yesterday. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And Le'ilui Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Shalom, we thank Dr. Lander very much for his continued sponsorship and support of the shir. So today we are going to cover a whole bunch of topics. So we got a packed daf. So first we are going to start again with the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, which we saw yesterday. So just to level set again, we saw yesterday there was that Mishnah that we had 2 days ago, the Machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. What happens if somebody tries to give a get with strings attached, right? So unlike a normal person who gives a get to his wife and says, Hareyat Muteris L'chol Adam, this guy decides he's going to say, Hareyat Muteris L'chol Adam, Chutz Me Reuven and Shimon, except for Reuven and Shimon. Is that get valid or not? So Rabbi Eliezer had said the get is a valid get, and the Chachamim said the get is not a valid get, because the whole concept of a get is that now she's no longer tied to you. She is able to marry whomever she wants. So we had yesterday 4 kashyas on the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and then we went through systematically why each of those kashas is not really a kasha, except for the kasha of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, who had said that it says v'kosav la sefer krisas, krisas has to be davar akores beino leveino. It's got to be something that works in absolute severance. And then came along Rabbi Yeshua and said, well, we can't ask kashas on Rabbi Eliezer after he's dead, and so on and so forth. We said, what do you mean? Rabbi Yeshua also had a kasha. So he said, you're right, except Rabbi Yeshua thought it's not fair to ask kashas and try to shlug up Peshitta after he's dead. He's no longer here to support his view and to defend himself. We then said that that which Rabbi Eliezer said, that the get's a valid get and that she's not allowed to marry the person whom her husband said she is not allowed to marry, is only after the initial divorce. What happens if she's divorced with these strings attached and then she marries somebody else and then she is divorced or she's widowed from that second marriage? Then she's allowed to marry whomever. The Gemara had a kasha. How could it be that one guy asers and the other guy matirs? We said, no, it's not a problem. And then we brought a couple of rayas, but it turns out that all those other rayas that we tried to bring were situations where the person who asered the item actually was matir the item. So that's where we are up to now in the conversation. Now we're going to start today's daf with a discussion again of the shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, who had said that Sefer Krisas has got to be a davar akores beino leveino. Why don't all the other Tanoim use his limud? Why do they have independent kashas on the shita of Rabbi Eliezer? Why don't they learn Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah's derech as well? We're then going to talk about what happens if somebody decides he's going to say he's going to give a conditional get, but unlike the prior case that we've been discussing, which is where the guy says, you're muteris to everybody except for so-and-so. Now he says, tomorrow you're going to be muter to everybody, but the day after, we're going to be married again. So in other words, he's giving a get, which is time-bound. He says that I'm going to give you a get, but the get's only valid tomorrow. After tomorrow, the get's invalid. So what exactly does that mean? So does that work? Is that a thing? What happens after tomorrow in terms of is the get going to be valid or not? Then we're going to discuss a case, not where the guy says this is a get on the condition that you don't marry so-and-so. This is a get on condition that you do marry so-and-so. So is the woman allowed to marry the guy who her husband said she needs to marry? Why wouldn't she be allowed to marry him? Because we don't want to treat women like chattel. We don't want to make the wife into something, into a commodity that this guy can trade and sort of give to a gift. It's not up to the husband who his now ex-wife is going to marry. So we're going to see, is she allowed to marry the guy? What happens if she marries him? Does she have to divorce him? What happens if she marries somebody else? Is that going to be a valid marriage? So that discussion is going to take us to the middle of Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. We are then going to talk about a situation where the guy gives a get and he makes conditions that are incapable of being satisfied. So for example, he says that this is the get on the condition that you walk up to the Shamayim, or this is a get on the condition that you walk on water. So what happens there? And then we segue into a discussion of what happens if somebody says this is a get on the condition that you eat chazer. So what happens then? Is the condition a valid condition? Do we say that it's capable of being satisfied, or do we say that it's incapable of being satisfied because we're not going to force her to violate an Isser? That discussion is going to take us now to Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and then on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, we are going to talk about what happens if a guy gave a conditional get. Again, Rabbi Eliezer said it's valid, the Chacham said it's not valid. So what's the takana? So you have to take the get back, and then you have to give it again. And then we're going to talk about what happens if a person tries to write a tnai into the get. And then we're going to segue back into making an oral tnai in a get. What happens if you make the tnai before you write the get? What happens if you make the tnai after you write the get? So a lot of stuff to cover today. Hopefully we'll get to the end of the daf. We don't want to stop short because my Reinu is back tomorrow, so we want to leave him in an appropriate place. So again, 12 lines up from where the lines get wide, Pei Gimel Amud Beis, Nene Reb Elezer Ben Azariah V'yamar. So Reb Elezer Ben Azariah said, Krisis, Dover HaKoreis Beino Leveina. Krisis has got to be an absolute severance. That's why the Sheet of Reb Eliezer has got to be wrong. The Sheet of Reb Eliezer in the Mishnah has got to be wrong. Halamadata Shainza Krisis. If you try keeping strings attached and you decide that you want to govern, you want to determine who your ex-wife is able to marry, that's not a true Krisis. So Rabbanan, Hai Krisis my Abdilei. What are the other Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, so it's confusing, these other three rabbis who all ask kashas on the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer from other bases, why didn't they just ask this kasha from Krisas, Dover HaKoreis Beino Leveino? It seems that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's kasha is a bomb kasha, it's a pshat m'sukim, they all had a sfara, how could it be that you're going to be able to make it tonight, that's okar a dover min haTorah or whatever, so why don't they just ask from this? So says the Gemara, Hai Krisas, my Avdilei, so says the Gemara, mi boy lev l'chadetanya. They need it for the following reason, Areze Gitech Almanash Lotishti Yayin. If a guy says to his wife, this is your get on the condition that you never drink wine, on the condition that you never go to your parents' house, which is a tnai that she's never going to be able to fulfill because the woman is never going to be able to avoid going to her parents' house for the rest of her life. So ain't a krisis because he's always holding it over her. In other words, the get's never going to be chal until the end of the woman's life when we verify that she never drank wine and that she never went to her parents' house. Shloshim yom areiz a krisis. If, however, he stipulates that this is the get on the condition that you don't drink wine for 30 days, that you don't visit your parents for 30 days, okay, because then we wait until the end of 30 days, we see whether she had fulfilled the tnai. If she fulfills the tnai, great, it's a get. If she doesn't fulfill the tnai, then it's not a get. So that's what they learned from Krisus. That's why Krisus is not available to ask the Bam Kasha on the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah. Vidach mikores krisis nafka. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, yes, I learned that halacha, and I also asked the kasha on Rebbe Eliezer from our Mishnah, because he darshins kores krisus. In other words, it could have said sefer kores. Why does it say sefer krisus? Because we learned two halachas. Vidach kores krisus lo darshi. And the other rabbanan, the other chachamim here, they don't darshin kores krisus. Tosfa says, lav dafka, that they don't darshan kores krisus, because we see that one of these other rabbis is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns another drusha from kores krisus. Says Tosfas, no, what it means is they don't learn this drusha from kores krisus. Some of these rabbis do darshan the variation in the words of kores krisus, but they don't learn this drusha from kores krisus. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Vaitar, about five lines up from where the lines get wide. So Amar Rava, Hareze Gitech Amanash Lotishti Yayin Kolime Chayai. If a guy says to his wife, this is your get on the condition that you don't drink wine all the days of my life, meaning so long as the husband is alive, ain't a krisis. Then it's not a krisis. Kol yimei chaye ploni, hareza krisis. But if they say that, if he says that this is the get on the condition that you don't drink wine so long as somebody else is alive, then that is a krisis, because we're going to see in the Gemara in a second why that's a krisis. So maishna chaye ploni. So why, if the guy is tola the tanai on somebody else, is it a valid krisis? The dilemmas in mekaimele the tanai, because maybe that guy is going to die at some point, and then we're going to be able to verify whether she was mekayim the tanai or not. Says the Gemara, Chai Didei Nami, Dilma Mos and Mekayim Ilei L'Tanoi. If the guy says, if the husband says to his wife that she's not allowed to drink wine for the entirety of his remaining life, that is also a Tanai that we'll be able to verify, because maybe he will predecease his wife, his ex-wife, and we'll be able to verify whether she was Mekayim the Tanai. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela Emo Kol Yimei Chayai Chi Ein Zekrisas. If he says that you're not allowed to drink wine for the rest of your life, that's not a krisas, because that's a tanai that's incapable of being fulfilled so long as she's alive. Because so long as she's alive, we have to be concerned. Maybe she's going to drink wine. Therefore, that's not a krisas. However, if he says that this is the get on the condition that you don't drink wine for all of my life or all of so-and-so's life, that is a krisas, because maybe that person will predecease the wife and will be able to verify whether the wife was Mekayim this Tanai. Says the Gemara Vayter, two dots, second wide line. Bamine Rava me Rav Nachman. Hayom iat ishti ulamachar at ishti mahu. What is the halacha? If a guy says, gives a crazy get and says, today you're not my wife, but tomorrow you're going to be my wife again. So mahu. So tiboyle Rabbi Lezer, tiboyle Rabbanan. So it's a kasha according to the sheet of Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah. And it's a kasha according to the Rabbanan. In other words, Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah validated a get with strings attached, a conditional get, but the get that Rabbi Lezer was talking about where he said, this is a get on the condition that you don't marry so-and-so. But lagabe everybody else, it was an absolute get. Here, the guy is saying the whole get be'etzem is only a get today, but tomorrow it's not going to be a get. So says the Gemara, Tiboy the Rebbe Eliezer, Adkan lo kama Rebbe Eliezer, Hasam ela dilaman de kashari, kashari liolam. For everybody else, except for the one guy who he stipulated that his wife is not allowed to marry, it was a valid get forever and ever. Aval hachalo, but over here it's not a permanent get, and therefore it doesn't work. Oduma loshnar, maybe it doesn't make a difference. A condition is a condition. Even if the get is subject to a condition, it's still going to be valid. And Tiboy the Rabbanan, it's a kasha according to the Rabbanan as well. Adka lo kama Rabbanan Hasam ela dilop. In our Mishnah, the reason that the Chacham say it's not a get is because there was never an absolute krisus, because he always maintained a connection and some element of control over his wife by saying that she's not allowed to marry so-and-so. Avalachak, even the Pascha. But over here, since the get works today, it's a valid get today as to everybody, maybe then that severs the marriage. Rashi says, keep in the Pascha, and then we ignore the stupid thing that the guy says that tomorrow you are going to be my wife. Because once the get's a valid get, there's no such thing as, oh, the get's valid today and tomorrow you're going to be my wife automatically. The only way that she could be the guy's wife tomorrow is if he gives her a separate kedushin. So in other words, this is an interesting way of saying it's a valid get and we ignore the guy's crazy tonight. Says the Gemara, Basar Debai, Hayapashta, Hardapashta. We then resolve this question, turning to Peidal and Manalith. Nistabra, Bain Lor, Belezer, Bain Lor, Rabbanan, Kivin, the Pascha. Both according to our Belezer and according to the Rabbanan, it's not totally on their machlokas. So once the marriage is severed, the marriage is going to be severed. The marriage is going to be severed absolutely. That's the way Rashi learns, that's the way Tosfos learns, that the marriage is going to be severed absolutely. The Rambam says that not that the marriage is severed absolutely, but keeping the Pascha, that the get's an invalid get. In other words, the guy's trying to make this crazy Tanai in the get's totally invalid. The Rishonim explain that, the Achronim rather ask on the Rambam, doesn't make sense, because the Rambam should at least be Mesupak whether it's a valid get, so how could he say with certitude that it's not a valid get? Okay, Kasha on the Rambam, Rashi Tosfos again, Pashup Shat, keeping the Pascha, like we said, it means that it's a valid divorce, it's a valid get, and we ignore his Tanai, because there's no such thing as tomorrow you're my wife, unless he gives her separate Kedushin tomorrow. Says the Gemara Navaiter, Tanur Abanan, second line down from the top. Hareze Giteich Almanasha Tinasi Laploni. Unlike the guy in the Mishnah who said that this is your get on the condition that you don't marry so-and-so, this guy says this is your get on the condition that you do marry so-and-so. Harezu lo tinase, she shouldn't get married to him. Vimnises lo teitse. But if she gets married to him, then she doesn't have to leave the marriage. So my kamar, what exactly is going on here? So Amar Rav Nachman, hachi kamar. Harezu lo tinase lo. If the guy, husband, gives the wife a get and says, this is your get on the condition that you marry Reuven, so says the Gemara, she should not marry Reuven. Why? Shema yamru nisheyem nisunim b'matana. Because everybody's going to say, oh, these people give their wives away as a matana. And that's not the right way to treat a woman. It's not the right way. You have no control. You have no say over who this woman gets married. It's almost as if you're giving your hiring her out as a prostitute if you're saying, oh, this is your get on the condition that you go marry so-and-so. So that's why it's a gzeira. You shouldn't marry this guy so that people shouldn't say that people give their wives away as a matana. V'mnisayis la'acher lo teitze. And however, if she gets married to somebody else, then she doesn't have to leave that marriage. In other words, we basically ignore the guy's tanai on the get. So says the Gemara, Omishum Gzeiro, Lomav Kinamene of Sharina and Ishish Islama. Says the Gemara, hang on a second. The only reason that she's not allowed to get married to Reuven, when the husband said that this is your get on the condition that you marry Reuven, is because we don't want to make it seem as if people have the ability to give their wives away b'matana. But that's only a Gzeira. But you're going to tell me now that if she got married to Shimon in violation of the Tanai, then she doesn't have to leave that marriage. Hare, the husband said that it's a valid get only on the condition that she get married to Reuven. So because of that Gzeira, she's an Ashes Ish because she didn't comply with the term of the get, with the condition of the get. And therefore, how could it be that she's able to remain married to Shimon? Says the Gemara, Elam Rav Nachman, no, we misunderstood. Hachi Kamar. Hare zu lo tinase lo, that she's not allowed to marry Reuven, Shami Yarmu Nisha'em Nisunim B'matana. Lest people say that people are allowed to give their wives away as a matana. V'mniseis lo, but if she went and violated the gzeira and then married Reuven anyway, lo teitze dibshem gzeira lo mafkinan, because of this gzeira, we're not going to be mafkia the kiddushin. What does Tosfos ask? Well, in the Havamina, we did think that we were going to be mafkia the kiddushin because of this gzeira if she married Reuven, right? We had said that she's not allowed to marry Reuven because and in Nisei's Teitze, because we had thought that there's this gzeira that Shema Yomru that Nishaseim Nisunim b'matana, and therefore she's not allowed to marry Reuven. So Tosfos, yeah, first we thought that Vafkinu Rabbanu Lekdushimine, but they reserve Vafkinu for real serious violations. This is only, it's unseemly. But just because it's unseemly doesn't mean that we're going to be mafkia the kedushin. That's why the halacha is that if she marries Reuven, then she's not supposed to, because we don't want to make it seem as if the wives are able to be given matana. But if she does marry Reuven, she doesn't have to leave the marriage. So says the Gemara, Tamarle Rava lo hu delotinase, that it's only if she marries Reuven that she it's only that she's not allowed to marry Reuven. Hala achar tinase, but the mashmos is that she is allowed to marry anybody else, because it said that if the guy makes a tanai that she should marry Reuven, she shouldn't marry Reuven. But if she marries Reuven, she doesn't have to leave him. It's mashmos that she's allowed to go marry whoever else she wants. But boy, kuma litanoi, how could it be that she can marry anybody else she wants? She received a get which was valid on the condition that she marry Reuven. Says the Gemara, v'chitema efshar demitzva yom migrush ulamachar mekayma litanoi. But so maybe the svara is because it's in her control. She can marry Reuven. In other words, she could fulfill the tanai. Then she could get divorced from Reuven. Then once she's divorced from Reuven, she can marry whomever she wants. Ulahach to plug the poliga saleh the Rabbi Yehuda kamedamislay. And we're being medama this to the shita that argues on Rabbi Yehuda. What's the shita that argues on Rabbi Yehuda? The itmar we learn as follows. Let's say a guy says, sleep is usher to me today if I sleep tomorrow. So in other words, if the guy sleeps tomorrow, he's not allowed to sleep today. So the question is, what should the guy do today? Should he remain, is he allowed to sleep today? Do we assume that he's allowed to sleep today because he will be able to withhold himself from sleep tomorrow? Or do we say, oh, he better not sleep today because we bet he's going to fall asleep tomorrow also. We don't want him to violate his nether. So I'm a Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda said, Al Yishna Yom, do not go to sleep today, Shami Yishin Lamachar, lest you fall asleep tomorrow, and then you're going to wind up violating your neder. Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, he's not worried about it. Yishna Yom, let him go to sleep today. Vein Choshishin Shami Yishin Lamachar, and we're not afraid that he is going to fall asleep, that he's going to fall asleep tomorrow. So in other words, we're not afraid of this tonight. The guy said that it's your get on the condition that you marry Reuven. Good, so you'll marry Reuven, then you'll get divorced from Reuven, and then you can marry whomever you want. That's what it means when it says that she can marry whoever she wants. Not that she out now violates the Tanai, but first she'll comply with the Tanai, then she'll do whatever she wants. It says the Gemara, Achi Ashta, what a crazy comparison. Hasam b'didei kaimi, diboy machriz nafshei b'silusa v'lo noim. Over there, the question is, do we trust the guy to not sleep tomorrow so that he could sleep today? Because sleep today is also if he sleeps tomorrow. So comes along Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says, yeah, we trust the guy that he's not going to fall asleep tomorrow, therefore let him sleep today. No problem, we're not worried that he's going to violate it tonight. Why are we not worried that he's going to fall asleep tomorrow? Because he can take no-dose pills. He could drink coffee all day. He could prick himself with a thorn, is what the words in the Gemara mean, all day, and he's going to prevent himself from falling asleep. Hacha b'didei kaimi legrushe. Over here, can we really say, oh yeah, sure, let her get married to Reuven, and then she's going to get divorced from Reuven, and then she's going to be able to marry whoever she wants? It's not up to her whether Reuven divorces her. It's up to him whether Reuven divorces her. Says Tosfos, nah, really, it could be up to her, because she could act in such an unsavory way. She could act in such a bad way that she's basically going to force his hand where he says, oh, Moas Alai, that it's disgusting for me to get married to you. And if he says Moas Alai, then we're going to force him to divorce her. So Tosfos says we have to be talking about in the Shita. The Man Yomar says that we don't force a divorce even where she acts in the way where he ultimately says Moas Alai. So she cannot force his hand. Says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rava Harezu Lutinase. No, you misunderstood again what it means. Again, back in the Gemara where the guy says, this is your get on the condition that you marry Reuven. Harezu lo tinase lo lo v'lo la'achar. She can't marry Reuven, she can't marry anybody else either. Lo lo tinase, she's not allowed to marry Reuven. Shamiyar munishteim nesunun b'matana. Lest people say that they give their wives away as a matana. La'achar lo tinase, she's not allowed to marry anybody else either. Debar yikimali tanoi, because she has to be mekayim b'tanai. It's not a valid get unless she marries Reuven. If she marries Reuven, then she doesn't have to terminate the marriage. Because again, the whole reason she's not allowed to marry Reuven is only a gzera, lest people say that they give their wives away as a gift. Okay, so for the gzera, we're not going to terminate the marriage. If she marries somebody else without complying with the tanai, then she does have to terminate the marriage. Because she has not complied with the tanai. Tani kavasei derava rezu lo tinase lo lo v'lo la'acher. V'mne says lo lo teitze la'acher teitze. So we see Rava had the same shita as this Bryce has the same shita as Rava, rather, that lechatchila she shouldn't marry Reuven because we don't want to make it seem as if they're trading wives. However, if she marries Reuven, it's okay because the gzera we're not going to terminate the marriage. If she marries anybody else, it is a problem because she has not complied with the tanai in the get. Okay, two dots a little bit further down than halfway down the yamas. It says the Gemara Navaiter, Tana Rabbanan, Hareze Giteich Amanasha Tali Lerakia. Let's say a guy makes a tanai that basically his wife is incapable of satisfying. That this is your get on the condition that you walk up to the heavens. Amanasha Terdi Litohom, on the condition that you descend to the depths. Amanasha Tivili Shetivlai Kana Shel Dalid Amos. On the condition that you swallow a reed that is 4 amas long. Obviously, a person can't swallow a reed that's 4 amas long because that's longer than a person's body. A person cannot digest that. Amanasha tavoy li kana ben kofama. On the condition that you find me a reed that's 100 amas long. Amanasha tavri yesayama godol baraglech. On the condition that you walk on water. Ain't a get. It's not going to be a get. And it's not going to be a get because you're incapable of fulfilling this tanai. Says the Gemara, says Tosfos rather, Amanasha tali l'rakia ain't a get. Says Tosfos, Basochar sapolim besofo, at the end of Asochar sapolim, Bab Metzia, Garsinan ineskayim atanai, hareis a get. Oh, it's not a get, but if you are mekayim the tanai, then it is a get. Vimlav ain't a get. Vetema, hechiachal l'kaimo. How in the world is she going to be able to be mekayim a tanai to go up to the heavens? Gemara was talking about before they had airplanes. It's not like she could get on the plane and go fly, and then she could say, "Oh, I'm 37,000 feet, so I fulfilled the tanai." What's going on here? It says Tosfos v'yesh lomar al yedei shem that she could actually go up to the heavens. Why? Because she could utter the Shem Hashem. She could utter the Shem Hamafurash, and by speaking the Shem Hamafurash, she can maybe have herself fly up to the heavens. Okay, whatever. So let's go weiter in the Gemara. Rav Yehuda ben Tema, again, the Tanakhama said that it's not a get because she's incapable of fulfilling the tanai. Rav Yehuda ben Tema amar kaze get. No, it is a get. In other words, we ignore his crazy tanai. He's trying to make a tanai that the get's only valid on the condition that she do something that's impossible. Obviously, she can't do the thing that's impossible, so we're going to read the tanai out of the get. Amar Rav Yehuda ben Tema, kol tanai she yefshar lo lakayim besofa v'isna lo b'tichloso eina elo kamafliga b'dvarim v'kasher. Right, the reason is, because any tanai which is incapable of being fulfilled, yet you insist on making the tanai, All he's doing is he's chepping her. He's just tormenting her. He doesn't actually mean the Tanai legitimately and sincerely, and therefore it is going to be a valid get. Amrav Nachman Amarav, halacha k'rabi yudim etema, the halacha is like ribbon the metema, that we ignore the Tanai and it is a valid get. So Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak, masnisa nami deka, our mission is also a raya. The k'toni, kolsha efshelo l'kaimo besofa v'istan labit chiloso t'no kayim, that if it's a Tanai that's capable of being fulfilled and you make the Tanai, then the Tanai is going to be valid. However, if the Tanai is incapable of being fulfilled, then the Tanai is going to be batal. So therefore we see it's a raya like Rav Yehuda ben Tema. Says the Gemara, Iboilu, I'll ask you the following question. What if he says that this is your get on the condition that you eat pig meat? So Amra Abaye, he. Abaye said it's the same case, meaning it's a Tanai that's incapable of being fulfilled. You're not allowed to eat pig meat, therefore it's a Tanai that's incapable of being fulfilled. Like Rav Yehuda ben Tema said, the get is going to be valid because we read the Tanai out of the get. Rav Amar, Efshar Da'achla Valakya, no, she could fulfill the Tanai. How could she fulfill the Tanai and eat chazer flesh? Because she could eat the chazer meat and then she could get malka, so she could fulfill the Tanai. So says the Gemara, Abaye klal, according to Abaye, when we say klal, because it said klal, kol de efshar lo l'kaimo besofa v'isnal b'tikloso t'no kayim a'i efshar t'no batal, when we say that there's a klal, what's the general rule? So the klal is, so because we said klal amar Rav Yehuda ben Tema, so the klal comes to include basar chazir, that just like a t'nai which is impossible to be fulfilled, we ignore the t'nai, so to a Tanai, which can only be fulfilled if you violate an Isser, we're going to ignore the Tanai. Rava Amar, however, Rava will say, Kazeh lemute Batar Chazir. It doesn't include Basar Chazir. It says, Kazeh get, meaning this is a get. This only if he makes a Tanai that physically is incapable of being fulfilled. That's the only time we ignore the Tanai. If the guy makes a Tanai that's capable of being fulfilled only through an Isser, then we say it's only going to be a get if she complies with the Tanai, because she can, after all, she can comply with the Tanai and just accept the Malkus. Says the Gemara now, Meisvei, Hareze Giteich Almanasha Tivoli Leploni. What if the guy then ups the ante and says that this is your get, not on the condition that you eat Basar Chazir, but this is your get on the condition that you have that you have znus with so and so, that you have relations with so and so. Says the Gemara, "Niskayim atnai areza get v'imla v'ina get." That okay. So again, if you're mekayim the tanai, then it's going to be a get. If you're not going to be mekayim the tanai, then it's not going to be a get. Almanas shelo tivali la'ava ulavicha. If he says this is your get on the condition that you don't have bio with your own father, or with my father, or with your father, that we don't have to be afraid that, oh, maybe she's going to have bia with her father. She's not a sicko. She's not twisted like the husband who's making these crazy tram on the get. So we don't have to be afraid, says Rashi, and therefore it's a get immediately. We don't have to worry. Maybe the tnai is going to be mekuyim. Says the Gemara, though, v'ilu almanas shetivali la'abal levicha loktani. We never say what happens if the guy makes a condition that this is your get on the condition that you have znus, that you have bia with your father. So says the Gemara that la abaya nicha. I understand why, according to Abaye, we're not bothered by this question, because according to Abaye, any tanai which would require her to violate an Isser is not going to be a valid tanai. It's an invalid tanai. So of course, if the guy's master, that this is your get on the condition that you have bia with your father, it's not going to be a valid tanai. However, l'rava akasha. But according to Rava, it's akasha. What happens, Taka, if the guy says that this is your get on the condition that you have bia with your father? So amalecha Rava. So says Rava. So Rava will say bishlam abasar chazer efshar da'achla velakya. That maybe she could eat the basar chazer. The reason that it's a valid tanai is because it's within her ability to fulfill the tanai. She could fulfill the tanai and just take malchus she could accept malchus for eating basar chazer. Ploni, if the condition is that this is your get on the condition that you have relations with so-and-so, She could also make sure that it happens. How could she make sure that it happens? Because Nami Efter the Meshachta Le Bamona. Because maybe she could bribe him into having Bia with her. And either, says Rashi, not everybody is that bad. Either she could bribe them into having Bia, or maybe she could make a proposal to marry the guy. So in other words, she could either marry the guy better and have Bia with him, or she could have Bia with him, but she could bribe him to have Bia with her. However, Ella Abba Vavicha B'didei Kaimei, but is it within her hands to have Bia with her father? The father is a sicko and he's going to accept a bribe from his own daughter to have Bia with her? Nihi of the Isura, she's a crazy person, she's going to do this Isser. Abba Vavicha Mi of the Isura, they're not going to violate this Isser. So according to Rava, even according to Rava, who says that ordinarily speaking, if the guy makes a t'nai, that the get's going to be valid only on the condition that she violate an isser, a regular isser, fine, but an isser like this, where it's not in her hands to fulfill, even Rava would probably say that it's not a valid get, that it's not a valid t'nai, no? So that we would read the t'nai out of the get. So says the Gemara, la Rava klal la suye abba vavicha, yeah, and taka, that's the way he learns. That when we say klal, that kazeh ain't a get, is because just like when you make a t'nai that's incapable of being fulfilled, we ignore the t'nai. So too, when you make a t'nai that is totally on her violating an isser, which is not in her hands to violate, not in her control to violate, it's also an invalid t'nai. We're going to read the t'nai out of the get. It's going to be a kasher get. Kazeh lemiute batar chabasar chazer. However, when we say kazeh get, then it's only when the t'nai is impossible that we ignore the t'nai. When the t'nai is capable of being fulfilled by her eating basar chazer and accepting malkas, then that is going to be a valid t'nai, according to Rava. Again, according to Abaya, we ignore the t'nai in every case. Turning to Pei Dalet Amabez, La Abaye Klal La Suye Basar Chazer, that the klal comes to include basar chazer, meaning just like a t'nai which is impossible of being fulfilled is an invalid t'nai and the get's going to be kosher, so too if it's a t'nai that requires her to violate an isser, it's going to be an invalid t'nai and the get's going to be kosher. However, kazeh lumiute ploni, when we say kazeh in a get, kazeh get, kazeh comes to exclude a situation where the t'nai is that she have relations with somebody else. Why? I thought we're not going to abide by a t'nai that requires her to violate an isser. Says Rashi, who says it's going to be b'isser? All the t'nai was, this is a get on the condition that you have bia with so-and-so. She could have bia with so-and-so because she could get married to so-and-so and have bia with him, and therefore it's going to be a valid t'nai. Says the Gemara now, second line down from the top. Meisvei hareze gitech amanasha tochli basar chazir. That if he says that this is your get on the condition that you eat pig meat. V'maisa zara, if she was a non-Kohen, or if she was a non-Kohenes, amanasha tochli betruma. This is your get on the condition that you eat truma. V'maisa nazira, or if she was a nazira, the guy makes a t'nai, amanasha tishti yayin. This is your get on the condition that you drink wine. Niskayim atnai, hareze get. V'imlav, ain't a get. That's the shita of Rava, right? So la Rava Nicha, la Abaya Kasha. According to Rava, it's great. According to Abaya, it's a Kasha. According to Abaya, why would you say that it's a get only if they comply with the T'nai? I thought Abaya said any T'nai that requires her to violate an Isser is an invalid T'nai. So I'm like, Abaya, me suffer divri akoli? No, it's not a divri akol. Hamani Rabbanan. In other words, we had on Amud Aleph machlokas between Rav Yehuda ben Tema and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said the t'nai is a valid t'nai. It was Rav Yehuda ben Tema who said that the t'nai is an invalid t'nai. So this braisa that you're citing as a kasha, my shita, I was within the shita of Rav Yehuda ben Tema. They were all arguing. Rav and Abaye, remember, were arguing how broadly Rav Yehuda ben Tema's shita applies. Does it apply only to a t'nai that's physically incapable of being fulfilled? Or does it apply even to a t'nai which requires her to violate an isser? But the Chachamim who argued on Rav Yehuda ben Tema always said that every t'nai is going to be a valid t'nai. So this braisa that you're citing to me is a shita of the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, v'tepikle demasna masha kasa b'torah. Fundamental question. Why would this t'nai be a valid t'nai? There's a klal that you are not allowed to be masna al masha kasa b'torah. If the Torah says that you have to do something or that you can't do something, you can't make a t'nai on something that the Torah already demands or prohibits. So v'chol ha-masta ha-masha kosa b'torah, t'no batal. And anybody who's masta ha-masha kosa b'torah, the Tanai is going to be, the Tanai is going to be batal. So why is this not Masna Amasha Kosa B'Torah? So Amar Rav Ada, B'Reid Rav Ika, Ki Amina Masna Amasha Kosa B'Torah Tanai batal. Because when do we say that Masna Amasha Kosa B'Torah, the Tanai is going to be batal? Kagon Sheirak Susa V'Anosa Tuhu Ka'akar. It's only where the guy says, I'm going to marry you. He says to a woman, I'm going to marry you on the condition that I'm not going to be chayiv and sher ksus and ona. So every husband, when he marries his wife, is chayiv to sher ksus and ona, is chayiv to support her, to clothe her, to have tashmish with her. So that's written into like the contract of marriage from a biblical perspective. So he can't say, I'm going to marry you on the condition that I don't have all of these chiyuvim. Of course he has all of these chiyuvim. Says Dava Ka'ad Hu Ka'akar, he's being oker. Aval Hacha, but over here where he says that this is your get on the condition that you eat Basar Chazir, he's not violating the Torah. Ihi Ka'akra, she's violating the Torah. Therefore it's not Masa Masha Kasa B'Torah. Says the Gemara, that is a very unsatisfying chiluk. Maskef Lorabina, Klum Ka'akra I Elul Kumit Na Didei, Ishtakach Dihu Ka'akar. Why in the world is she eating Basar Chazir? Only to fulfill this genius's T'nai. So it turns out that that guy is being Masta, Masha Kasa B'Torah, because he's forcing his wife into a situation where she's violating an Isser Torah. So of course it's Masta, Masha Kasa B'Torah. Says the Gemara, Elama Ravina, Ki Amina Masta, Masha Kasa B'Torah, T'nai Batal. Gon she raksus of anasa the vadai ka akar aval hacha mi kamar la lo sagid lo achlo lo techal lo tagarish. So says the Gemara, fundamental principle over here, fundamental distinction. Masa masha kasa v'Torah is a situation, as the way Rashi explains this, is where the guy says, I am marrying you on condition that I am not chayiv and sherek sosanona, meaning that inevitably he's trying to create a situation where he's not going to comply with the biblical requirements of marriage. That's called Mashta Masa Kaza B'Torah. Over here, nobody's forcing her to violate an Isser. All that happened is he says, this is a get on the condition that you eat Pasuk Chazir. You don't want to eat Pasuk Chazir, that's fine. You won't be divorced. She's going to have to stick with his wife, with her husband, and therefore it's not a case of Masna Al-Masha Kaza B'Torah. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter, two dots. So Ketzad Yase, so what should you do according to the Shita of the Chachamim if you gave this get with the strings attached, with the conditions attached? We say it's an invalid get, so what should you do? He should take it back and then give it to her again. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, who's this Tana? Amar Chizkiya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Ida Tana, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, that Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar is dealing with a situation where a guy gives a get to his wife, and he doesn't tell her it's a get. So she doesn't realize that what she's accepting is a get. That also in that case, it's an invalid get until he takes it back and then gives it to her again. And says that this is your get. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, afilu tema Rebbe. Even Rebbe, who argues with Rabbi Shimon Lazar in that case, will hold like this. Dilchon Amar, who's Delchon? Delchon is your scholar. It's a reference to Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So when they spoke about when they spoke to people from Babel, they called Rav Kahana Delchon. Like one of your people said, Shaniacha all v'kenaso lipsal balakuna. No, over here you have to take it back and you have to give it again. Over there, it's not a valid get at all, because he never told her that it was going to be a get. Over here, even though you do have to give the get, it's an invalid get, it's only because it's nice. In other words, it's a valid enough get that it's going to ruin her from her ability to get married to a kohen. So maybe the cases aren't exactly alike. Says the Gemara, Kosfu Zocho, let's say he had written into the get a t'nai. So Amar Rav Safra, Kosfu B'Socho, Tanan. So, the same halacha applies if he tried to write a t'nai into the get. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Kosfu B'Socho, Tanan. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah told us, that the same thing applies if he tries to write a t'nai into the get. Says the Gemara, no, Ma'al D'Tei Mahani Mili L'Achar HaTorev, Aval of Ne'at HaTorev, Afilu Al-Pen Na'mi Pasol. I might think that the only time the Tanai has to be B'ksiva, is if it comes after the Torah. If the Torah is the part of the get that has Shmo Shmo, Shemi Ro, Shemi Ra, but if it's before the Torah, then even the Tanai Baal Peh is going to apostle the get. Rava Amar Lo Shna Ela La'achara Torah. And Rava says, no, it doesn't, this is only after the Torah. Aval if Ne'a Torah, Afilu Al Peh Nami Pasol, but in a Kanami, if the Tanai is before the Torah of the get is written, then even if it's Tanai Al Peh, it's going to apostle the get. And Rava goes according to his own shita. Rava used to say to the sofrim, "Shtuku, shtuki, you guys better be quiet." Labal adichsivele l'toref tegita, that you better make the baal shut up until after they write the toref of the get. The reason being that not only is a written tanai going to invalidate a get, but also an oral tanai before the Torah is written is going to invalidate the get, and therefore we have to instruct everybody there, make sure the Baal doesn't say a word, and make sure he doesn't make any tanai until after the Torah of the get is written. Once the Torah is written, an oral tanai is not going to invalidate the get, only a written tanai, and by then we know that there is no written tanai in the get, so she's going to be good. We'll stop here. Myrena is back tomorrow. He's going to pick up from Tanur Rabbanon, 4 lines up from where the lines get wide. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.